From Tidbits on June 23rd, 2008, this is the audio version of Making AppleCare Worthwhile, MacBook Pro Battery Replacement, written by Jeff Carlson. Every time I buy a new Mac laptop, I question whether I should purchase AppleCare to extend the warranty from 1 year to 3 years. My MacBook Pro cost $2,800 with tax and shipping in November of 2006, so laying out another $300 for AppleCare, well, frankly, it hurt. For more on that purchase and how it stacked up to previous PowerBooks I've owned, see More Bang, Less Bucks for my MacBook Pro. However, I've found that almost every Apple laptop I've owned has needed some sort of after-warranty work done, so I've ordered AppleCare for everyone. True to my history, AppleCare has come through on this laptop too. Recently I noticed the battery, the original one that came with the computer, was delivering only about an hour of performance per charge. That seemed low even under constant use, and after reading a post on MacUser about a similar issue, I resolved to call Apple. First, of course, I prepared for the call. I jotted down the battery's serial number so I wouldn't have to extricate the battery from the computer while I was on the call. I had previously reset the laptop system management controller while troubleshooting the low charge and run the latest version of Coconut Battery, a freeware application that pulls status information from your battery. It informed me the battery's current capacity was less than half of the original capacity. I also do my best to discharge the battery at least once a month to keep it conditioned. With that information in hand, I contacted Apple. Right away, the support representative directed me to Apple's support page for the 15-inch MacBook Pro battery exchange program to see if the battery serial number fell in the affected range. It didn't. I told him about the diminished capacity figure from Coconut Battery, and he also directed me to System Profiler, which provides the same information under the Power subheading. Lastly, he asked for the battery cycle count, the measure of how many times it had been discharged and recharged. He quickly noted the battery did seem to be defective, and because the laptop was under AppleCare, the company would send me a new one, free of charge. He needed authorization from a manager, and at one point asked me to restart the computer with four keys held down. Tap the PRAM, I asked. I've tried that, too. Satisfied, he confirmed my shipping address and took my credit card number. The price of a new battery is charged while the replacement is in transit. When I received the battery 2 days later, I packed the defective one into the same box, called DHL to arrange a pickup, and started using my new battery. It's worth noting that I could also have taken the laptop and battery to a retail Apple store and probably received the same service as the Genius Bar, but in my case it was more convenient to call. I haven't made up for the $300 cost of AppleCare with the new $130 battery, but the computer is also protected until November 2009. At some point when it's more convenient to part with the laptop for a while, I need to have a spot on the screen checked out, and who knows what else will happen. So far, that's still $300 well spent. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, follow us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I always buy AppleCare for laptops, and I never buy AppleCare for desktops, and that's really seemed to have worked out pretty well over the years.